Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you're able to join me. And as I was reflecting on what the Lord would have me share, I was thinking of that scripture that says, in Him, referring to Jesus, is life, and His life is the light of men. Beloved, there is no spiritual reality outside of Christ. In the world, well, it's really an absence of life. It's delusion. And as we look at the world around us, life, those that are that don't know the Lord, it seems like there's a constant struggle going on in this world, dispensation, if you will. There's a constant antithesis, if you will, between life and death, light and darkness, goodness and evil, despair, hopelessness, and faith and love of God. But thank God for Jesus, who said that I am that I am, and God forever is. He is the eternal I am. And that beautiful passage of scripture found in 1 Corinthians, which is known the 13th chapter, the love chapter, verse 13 concludes with these words, "And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." Well, that there's so much contained in just this single verse, but everything begins with faith. By the faith of God, the Lord framed the universe, the worlds He brought into existence by His Word. And love, of course, is the final perfect culmination of God's very essence. God is love. And as we look at that passage, it talks about these three, faith, hope, and charity, and it says that they abide. These three now abideth. In other words, it's an ongoing state of existence. And that Greek word abideth, meno, meno, is used specifically in this passage, and it means to remain, to endure, or to last. So what can we say? God is faith, surely God is love, amen, but also God is hope. And some of you need to be reminded today, because I feel that some are listening that you might not want to admit it, but you really feel you've lost hope in some areas, especially in those personal areas. And let me just share a passage of scripture in Proverbs 13th chapter, verse 12. "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life." And many versions, translations sort of render that, "when the desire cometh," when answered prayer comes. But years ago, as I was meditating on this verse, the Lord spoke to my heart that it isn't answered prayer. What is hope by definition actually means anticipated, expected desire, something that is a firm conviction that something anticipated is going to happen. Like we who believe in Jesus, we have a firm hope that He's going to return, that we shall forever be with Him. That is a firm, solid hope as a result of our faith. And so, beloved, it's not answered prayer, but it's hope that is a tree of life. It's that desire, that continuing ability to know that there are better things ahead, that all is well. Hope belongs to that marvelous world of dreams and visions and the imagination where all things are possible. Remember, as a child, it was always a fun thing to kind of make a wish and just imagine. If your wish came true, well, The Lord wants us to be children again. Unless you become as a little child, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven. Our normal world can be so dull and drab and dreary, no excitement, no vitality, but God doesn't want that. He wants to project the very nature of His essence, which is hope, faith, and love. But it's like the Lord's having us concentrate on hope right now. He wants to project hope, the very nature of His essence, into our day-to-day lives and experience, and therefore discover what it really means to live in His kingdom. Hope is a motivator, beloved. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And so, beloved, as members of Christ's body, we need to have God's vision, dream, His purposeful destiny that He ordained for us to be a guiding hope in our lives. And here at UCM, Brother Glass and I, we've always had a dream to see the whole Word manifested in the lives of the body of Christ as well as in the lives of the lost. In fact, that was our logo that Brother Glass in 1965 established, the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world. And so UCM partners and myself, we're actually laboring together as we proclaim God's holy Word. The more that we base our lives on the principles of God's Word, well, the stronger we become. God gave Joseph a vision. Do you remember that? He had dreams. And it was a God-given, God-ordained, God-breathed dream. But that dream was not for Joseph only. It held success and blessings and prosperity for others. In fact, it was by virtue of his being sold as a slave in Egypt that all of Israel, 70 souls, went there and were saved from famine. So his dream was not lost forever. It did become real later in his life, but it was real first in his spirit and in his flesh. He never lost his dream. And beloved, that's why I'm on this broadcast, because I have a dream, a vision, to see God's people's needs met, to see loved ones and friends saved, to see those who are partners with the ministry, and even those who listen, you may have never written, to see your life blessed beyond your greatest expectations. Doesn't the Word say that through Christ we're more than conquerors? You know, it's easy to say or to preach, but obtaining the victory in every situation isn't easy. The potential is there, though, as we believe God's Word, and then the outcome can be glorious. Praise God. And as I was waiting before the Lord for the Word to edify you and instruct you today, He spoke to me the word activate. And I believe that's what He wants to do, is activate your hope. That word means to become active, to vitalize, to energize or animate, or to set up in another meaning and formally institute as a military unit with all the necessary personnel and equipment. And I believe as you receive in faith His desire towards you, I believe you'll experience a twofold work. First of all, new strength to press on toward your goals in God, as well as a greater capacity to avail yourself of the Lord's grace and anointing in the personal circumstances of your life. I believe as you receive this word, there's going to be a new confidence to witness and to testify of the good things of the Lord. He's given you His precious Holy Spirit, who will lead you into all truth and the necessary spiritual armor and weaponry He supplied to you, and it will give you power and authority over all the work of the enemy. Beloved, I do know what it's like to go through prolonged trials of faith. Sometimes you can feel so overwhelmed by immediate circumstances that you pray just to make it through the day. In the pressure and busyness of daily life, so many today are losing sight of their priorities and their real desires in God. So many they've just lost hope. And so it's my prayer that as you've been listening And before this broadcast ends, you will feel the energizing, activating power of the Holy Spirit, that He will just flood your being anew and afresh and fill your heart with confidence that you are truly more than an overcomer in Him. Praise God. Let's join our hearts in prayer. If this is you, then let's just believe God. Father, I lift all those who are, Lord, in desperate need of your hope to spring forth in their heart. Lord, hope is a tree of life. And Lord, I speak forth an abundance of that growth, of that tree of life, of hope. Lord, you said hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, when hope comes, it is a tree of life. And Lord, I speak that life, that abundance, that newness, that I activate hope, Father, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, for those who have almost given up, to those who don't see an alternative, to those, Lord, who don't see a way out. Lord, you are the way. And so, Father, I release every eye to be turned on you, and Lord, to praise you and to believe you, that you will make a way in the wilderness and you will provide streams in the desert. Praise God. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, there is yet so much I want to show you. There is new understanding and revelation I've yet to impart. Allow the searchlight of my word to reveal any areas of unfinished business in your life. In those times when I've gently nudged your heart, you've purposed to act, but cares and distractions have gotten in the way. I do know how greatly you love me, and I bring to remembrance the moving of my Spirit in your life in days past, and I call you to tenderly arise to my call, that I may bring you into a new place in me. I watch over my word in your life to perform it. Be encouraged, beloved, to know that I will accomplish my good pleasure toward you, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you today. In a few moments, the announcer is going to give our contact information. And I do look forward to hearing from you. Won't you write and share those needs? Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.